So do you have any meetings this afternoon?
We do.
You can just table it to one of those meetings. I can look at it, and then you can just approve it with the changes.
Excellent. So let me go to the biosolids. Here, it's 10:45. I move that we table the Bolshoals right-of-way agreement until 1 o'clock. Let's put, 2 o'clock today during Frank Road and Bridge time from 1 to 3 back here.
How about later than that? Frank needs more than an hour.
Oh, no, we'll just do it right in the middle. We can do it at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
That gives him a little more time to do some more paperwork after lunch.
All right. Second.
Woo!
Got all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion table.
So that is going to 2 o'clock.
Topic table. There she is.
We are tabling.
Tabled the Bolshoals.
Bolshoals until 2 o'clock because we need some more legal review on that.
But we're going to do BIOS.
The right of way? He just needs to look at the contract. There was some.
And basically, there was one sentence in there that needs to come out.
Right. Based off of a conversation we had with the. Honorable Commissioner, Honorable Strahan, Commissioner Strahan.
Yeah.
The biosolids, what we are needing is to file a resolution for the biosolids project that we've been working with Mike Zimmerman of HDR Archer, and we've also been working with the different city agencies, City of Branson, City of Hollister, and all that. Anyway, here's a form resolution that we need to have on file.
Somebody was going to get me one of those.
About right here. Jillian gave it to me. And more importantly, we need to have a contact person. One of the commissioners needs to be a contact person for this. I'm fine with being the contact person since I've met with a bunch of people regarding this, but it's up to you guys to decide. I'm going to say pending legal review. It's a form letter from DNR is what it is.
Okay, well, all right.
I move that we adopt this resolution for the... The resolution authorizing the filling out of an application with the Missouri Department of Natural Resources Revolving Fund Program for loans under the Missouri Clean Water Law. So this is a resolution just for this application. We're not committing to spend funds. We're moving forward to do some more applications.
That's basically the same thing we've done in the past.
Correct. We've never done it before because we've always designated Larry Van Gilder as the contact person for the biosolids project. But with him retiring and the county taking a lead role in trying to get funds from the state, we all feel like the county needs to take the position of the contact there. So I move that we adopt this resolution and...
Okay. This is on the biosolids project.
Yes, sir.
I don't see biosolids on here anywhere.
We have to make it part of the motion.
Okay. And this is the issue of where we're changing it, the application from the City of Branson being the applicant to the county. Not the county sewer, but the county commission.
The county commission, because it's grants.
Okay. And I visited with Mike
uh-huh.
after the sewer board meeting just a little bit, because I went into the meetings. And anyway, the one question I had was, I think it was news to the sewer board that we were doing this. And going back before your day, there were numerous meetings when we talked about this biosolids mm-hmm. project, and the sewer board funded $25,000 or something for the initial or something anyhow. Hollister, Forsyth, I think Kimberling City, Branson West, mm-hmm. there were a number of people that were considered and talked about as partners.
Yeah, right.
And my question is, we're changing, and I understand from you, I guess it was, or maybe it's Zimmerman that Branson is in favor of us changing the name, and this may just be courtesy or something, but what about all the other applicants? Does Forsyth know what we're doing?
There is no other applicants. Everyone else had voted to...
Other partners.
Partners. No, I'm sorry, I used the wrong term. Not applicants, but partners. We had a whole...
Correct.
...contingent of folks from our area, and
we all had
that
one.
Was a good thing that there was a number of us working together.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're changing, and it probably wouldn't make a bit of difference to anybody, but have we talked with those other participants?
We have not. We've talked to the two, Branson and Hollister, because they've been the most active and the only ones who can provide financial. I mean, everyone's a benefit to it, but.
Rockaway, Green Forest, Arkansas, Bearville, Arkansas. There was a whole bunch of people involved in this thing.
I was there, and that, if I got an axe to grind, it's because I was there and I heard how important it was that we're all working together. Mm-hmm. And we take an action like this, and there's been no. Maybe it's a small thing, but to me, if I was one of those other places.
Okay, I'm going to role play with you. You're Cameron City. I don't want the county, Taney County, taking a lead role.
Doesn't matter what they want. It's, I mean, we began this as a partnership.
It's not changing. It's fine. We just have a timeline. I mean, we're not asking them to spend any money. They're still going to benefit from it. So you want to get all the partners involved, including the ones from Arkansas, to sit down here and say, Larry to say, I'm retiring and I want Taney County to take the lead role on this.
Here's the way that they did that before, Jim, and I was at one of those meetings that Jeff was at. As a matter of fact, he had to get up and leave early, and we wrote our vote down on a sheet of paper that we turned in for who was going to take the leadership role. And at that point, it was Larry
Van Gilder.
Van Gilder, right?
There were a bunch of people that might want the biosolids project, in their community. That's what
I mean. It was agreed that Branson would be the applicant.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm...
go ahead.
I'm not sure that...
we can wait. I mean, we can form...
What's the timeline on the resolution? When do you need it by?
I think Wednesday.
Let's make a few phone calls.
Why don't we table this till tomorrow or something?
Well, that's fine.
Let's make a few phone calls.
And just communicate. I think what he's talking about is communication with the
exactly.
other partners.
Thank you. Communication.
We're about to do that.
So you're going to make phone calls? Because I don't know any of these people that were in the meeting.
One phone call, Larry Van Gilder.
I already got Larry's approval. I've already had Larry, and I've got the key people.
Ziegenfuss and Van Gilder.
Yeah, they've been in the meetings.
Ziegenfuss is the guy I need to call because
he's been in the meetings. He's been in the meetings.
But he, it was at his place.
Okay.
We sat at his table. He was very much involved. Larry was very much involved.
How about 3 p.m. today and see if we can't get it resolved by then? If not, table it until tomorrow.
Let's make that's fine. We can table it. I move that we table the resolution until 3 o'clock today.
Okay. And just... May I recommend that we just call Larry Van Gilder and see if he's contacted any of the other parties that are involved. And he may say, well, yeah, I've already contacted Mr. Klein from Rockaway, from Hollister, and all of them.
Today ought to give us an opportunity to make some calls.
So you guys are going to run with that?
I'm not.
I'll run with it.
Okay.
And I can maybe look at the resolution between now and then.
Sure. That'd be good. We have... The next thing is 11 o'clock.
Oh, aye.
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 Motion carries.
Table till 3. Gotcha. We have 11 o'clock bid award for voter registration cards. It looks like Linda is upstairs. She's getting coverage and she'll be down here in about 5 minutes.
We have bids for voter registration.
I don't know the details. She's going to give us the detail.
Motion for 5-minute recess.
There you go.
Go for it.